Kuv Samach Beis Siv Yalit. Shofach Maim Al Yod Ha'achaz V'Shishu V'Chavelta. V'Yotu L'Tidah. If you washed one hand and then you wiped it in the other hand, then the Tidah did not work. Not only did it not work for the second hand, because the second hand did not get the water from the Kli, but also it's Metal of the first hand. V'Fil Shofach Achreinosh De Yodot, after you pour on both hands, V'Shemash Shofach Al Yod Ha'achaz Nitmu. The water that you poured on the first one got tummy by touching the second hand.
And when she rubs with the other hand, the other hand comes tummy.
This whole kiddush says the second waters, you can be matar them. It's only the water is tummy because of this hand itself. It got tummy because it touched another hand. Then the second waters will not help. Pilcha. If you did this by washing one hand and wiping the other one, before you continue, you have to dry off both hands. Otherwise, the water on the first hand will become tummy. There's no way of rectifying. If a person washes hands, somebody else should pour on his hands. Somebody else to pour on his hands. The should hold the kli in the tips of his fingers and have it pour on both of his hands in one shot. Or should pour on each hand a full revius. And then afterwards, rub the two hands together. So, like we said many times, this is a recommended way to avoid all these problems, is to pour a full revius on each hand, and then you're right. Come on, you have to make sure your one hand doesn't touch the other one before you pour it in the second hand. So this concept of full revius on the hands, like we learned before, you pour full revius on your hands and you don't need second rinsing with water to matar it because it will turn by itself. Revius in one shot is like tevila. Then after you wash two times. Somebody else touches hands. When his hands are still wet. So he has to dry his hands and do it again. The water which is on his hands become tummy if somebody else did not touch him. So the kitzur, when your hands are wet from the use of your time, make sure you don't touch somebody else's hands or you don't touch a hand that didn't wash it. Very strange idea that we saw before, that if you're not doing a revius in one shot, then you get into all kinds of trouble. But even if you wash hands with revius, if somebody else who did not wash his hand touches your hand, then still it's going to make problems. Shavu brings from the Achrayim. You see, he has a kli which is wet, and he held it in his right hand, which he already washed. If he didn't wash with the revius, then he's going to be metam the kli with water that has tummy on his hands. So basically, something like this. Another problem that comes up, if you wash with less than revius, and you touch the handle of the kli, and your other hand touches that water, the water's tummy, it's going to tummy the other hand. And then you won't be able to put a TLC time in the hand. But if you wash your hands with a full revius, then the water in your hand is not tummy. So even if that water gets onto the handle of the kli, it's not a problem because it's tar water. So another thing that you gain is if you wash your hands with a revius on each hand independently, then even if that water gets on the handle of the kli, that water is tar water and will not cause any problems for that hand you already washed that touches that water.